Okay, here we go. We are on Daf Chof Amid Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. Let's refresh our memories. We have to get to the Mishnah today, which is about, 14 lines or so. That would be a good thing. And then next week we'll start talking about payas on the beard and on the face. It'll be a little more practical. Anyway, we had this Rabbi Yochanan who says that you get lashed for eating Maiser Sheni. That's not been redeemed outside of Yerushalayim. Only when? What has to happen? That you bring the food into Yerushalayim and then take it out. Take it out. So we brought a whole brisa with the guy with the fig and the whole story over there, which implies that if the guy, he got lashed 2 times, and the implication is he didn't get lashed for eating the Maiser Sheni because he ate it in Yerushalayim, and the implication is if it was not in Yerushalayim, then he would get lashed, which seems to be not like him. And then he said, no, the case where the implication is you don't get lashed is if he would have brought it into Yerushalayim and then taken it out of Yerushalayim and then ate it out of Yerushalayim. But then they said, well, then what's the insight of the whole brisa? It hasn't told us anything new. So now he has to come up with a case to tell us something new. That's the only... So he's going to give a very complicated... A difficult answer to go with. And then at the end, a real easy answer to go with. And that's all that's left to do. Is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion... To keep his opinion, he has to have a certain scenario in the brisa where the implication would be that you'd get lashed, but beyond the simple understanding. He's simple understanding. You bring it in, you take it out, and then you get lashed. But if that's the implication, we know that. So there's no new insight in the brisa at all. So he's going to say the implication is as follows. Hocha b'maya skinan, what's the case of the brisa as such? Kegon de Ailinhu Bitivlayhu. It's a case where he brought the fruits into Shalim, but he had not yet tithed the fruits at all. Oh. And then he brings it outside Yerushalayim to deal with it. Up till now, the whole discussion has been Maiser Sheni back at the farm. You separated the Maiser Sheni. We're dealing with food that already is Maiser Sheni, and that was our whole discussion. So he said, well, what's the insight? This was a fig of Maiser Sheni, and if he would take it out and eat it out, he'd get lashed. We know that already. We're speaking of the case where he brought untithed fruits into Yerushalayim. Then he took them out of the city before designating them as Maiser Sheni. Then he designates it as Maiser Sheni outside the city. And then he gets lashed for that. That's the insight. What?
Before he designated anything.
That's right. So you'll see in a minute. It's going to explain that. But that's the insight. Now that's an insight. That's the implication. If you're in Yerushalayim and you tithe it in Yerushalayim, and then fine. But if you didn't tithe it, and now you take it out and you eat it out, you're going to get lashed for that too. Not just the simple case of Rabbi Yochanan taking Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim and then bringing it out. The insight is, even if you bring regular untithed food, which could not even be eaten in Yerushalayim yet, and then you take it out, and then you tithe it, and eat it outside Yerushalayim, you're going to get lashed for that too. Wow. That's the insight. How it works, we're going to explain it.
But suppose that, not tithe. Goes into Yerushalayim.
Let's just bring it back inside. We're not going that far. You don't have to go that far.
Straight tevel.
He takes tevel. Let's say at a small. Remember, it couldn't have been large farm. It should be humongous. There's a little garden in the backyard, right? So he's got a few fruits over there. So he takes this nice few fruits, untithed, or at least for not Maiser Sheni. At least that's all we're worried about right now, and he takes it into Yerushalayim. Well, he can't eat it now anyway because it's not been tithed, and more of that, it's not even a there's an obligation for Meister Sheni, but he hasn't made it Meister Sheni yet.
Right.
Okay, now he just takes the whole thing and takes it right out of Yerushalayim again, untithed.
Amen.
Now he tithes it. And now he eats it outside of Yerushalayim. The insight is, you're still going to get lashed.
Wow, for eating the
Meister Sheni. Eating Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Now that's a chiddush. Because he said you only get lashed if you bring the Meister Sheni into Yerushalayim, take it out of Yerushalayim, and eat it outside Yerushalayim. This price is extending it one more point. That even if you brought it in when it was untithable, and now you take it out and you tithe it out, you're going to... Now, why is that so? That's going to be based on the following opinion. If you recall, we had a similar, but not exactly the same idea. Remember when a Kohen takes the flour and the oil, you're supposed to mix up a mincha, right?
Right.
But if you have the right measurements, and it could be mixed, but you didn't mix it, it's like it was mixed. So it's not exactly that idea, but it's a similar concept where even though it didn't happen yet, halakhically we consider it as it happened. So it's a similar concept over here. Ve'kasover, and Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, matanos shelo hurmu, that unseparated gift portions, meaning truma, meiser, all these things, if they've not been separated, Kimi shohormu damim, it's considered if they were separated in this aspect, and it's like they've already been in Yerushalayim, and that the prohibition already goes into effect, even if it has not yet been designated. That's his position. Let's discuss. Look at all this. There's a dispute whether untithed produce is viewed as having distinct portions corresponding to each of the required tithes or not. In other words, do we already say, when I'm bringing in this big chunk of produce, even though I haven't tithed it yet, but we could kind of say, well, but in here, there is Meister Sheni. Mm-hmm. In here, there is Truma. Like, even though it hasn't been done, but it's going to happen. So we assume it's like Meister Sheni's been brought in here. I mean, sooner or later, you're going to have to separate this. Sooner or later, a tenth is going to be Meister Sheni. So let's just assume, for the sake of it being Yerushalayim, here's the philosophical question, the existential question. Is something that's going to be Meiser, like Meiser's been done yet or not? You know, it's like the government garnishing your wages. Wait a minute. I pay the taxes when I'm ready to pay the taxes. No. We already know that you're the 30% limit. We're taking it off in advance. Wait a minute. You know what's going to happen. What if I get into an accident? What if I have all kinds of deductions and this? No. If it's already 30%, I didn't even make the money. It doesn't matter. You know, I don't have to pay till August, April 30th, right? No. Since we know it's coming, it's as good as done. Right, so that we all understand. I mean, you understand that the government holds like this opinion in the town over here. Taxes that are supposed to be collected, it's like they're collected already. Right? Yeah. So it's the same idea. So even though you're going to say, theoretically, is there real Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Really? No, it's because he hasn't designated. Yeah. But isn't it ultimately, it's not like... Well, we don't know. Maybe he's not going to do it. What do you tell? It's a mitzvah. You have to do it. And we know it's doomed to happen or destined to happen, whatever. So could it be that even though he hasn't declared it as Meiser Sheni, we're going to say, as far as we're concerned, Meiser Sheni has gone into Yerushalayim already. It just needs the separation. Now, certainly we wouldn't say it. Let's say you bring a bunch of apple seeds. And they're going to say, well, it's like you brought my weight. We've got to plant it first and make trees. I mean, that's a little bit too far. But if you got all the apples there, we know, let's say you brought 50 apples in there. We know 5 apples are going from Meiser Sheni. The only question is which ones. And once so do we view it as if it's been separated already? Because it has to happen anyway. That's the question. So it's a machlokas. There is a machlokas tanoim about this. The Gemara asserts that the Tana of the above Brisa that we're quoting is of the opinion that such distinct portions do exist. unseparated gift portions are considered as if they were already separated. Thus, when the fruit was brought into Yerushalayim before the Ma'aser Sheni was designated, the Ma'aser Sheni itself is deemed to have entered the city. The Braisa teaches by implication that this is considered to be a case of Ma'aser Sheni that was once in Jerusalem, and if a person then designates it even outside Jerusalem and eats it there, he incurs malchus. So that's what the Braisa is saying, that the Braisa, when the Kohen, or if he's not a Kohen, has the fig in Jerusalem and he has to designate, and he does, but he doesn't, so if he doesn't designate it as Ma'aser Sheni, you know, it's a problem. But if he, but he's gonna, if he takes it out, even though he didn't designate it, and then he eats it out, he'll get lashed as well. That's the point he's saying. The Braisa may interpret it as dealing with this case because it then contains a novel ruling. At any rate, according to this interpretation, the Braisa accords fully with Rosh Yochanan's opinion that Malchus is incurred for eating Ma'aser Sheni Aser Shalayim only if the Ma'aser was once in the city. So he adds, it's considered like the Ma'aser was in the city. That's the insight, even though you didn't actually separate it. But this Tan is of the opinion, and that's the insight, the Machlokes, is the opinion that although I had the Ma'aser Sheni here, and if I don't do anything, and then I take it out, and then I separate it, and then eat it out, then I get lashed. And that's the insight that we're learning. Good?
Yeah, but Rabbi, just a quick one. Of course, if he separates it, brings it in, brings it out, then he could eat it. If he separated before he went in.
Separates it before. No, that's for sure he can't eat it outside Jerusalem. That, he says, that's the classic case of getting lashed. Rabbi Yochanan's position is, if you have Ma'aser Sheni outside Jerusalem, he never brought it in, he says you don't get lashed. It's prohibited to eat it, but you don't get lashed. His whole point is you got to bring the Ma'aser Sheni into Jerusalem, take it out of Jerusalem, then you get lashed. So now we're saying the insight is a step further. You brought the untithed crops into Yerushalayim, and then you take it out of Yerushalayim, and then you tithe it and eat it out of Yerushalayim. You'll also get lashed, because it's as if it was brought into Yerushalayim already. That's the insight he's saying. Why didn't he do a lot of good things? That's why you get lashed. You don't get lashed if you follow the rules.
So you get lashed for going out of Yerushalayim.
For not going out, for eating it. If I take crops in Jerusalem, whatever, I take mice in Jerusalem, and I take it out of Jerusalem. I'm not, but you know, then I bring it back in Jerusalem. I can eat it back in Jerusalem, right? Yeah, okay, but we're just, so that's the insight. The insight is the implication of the Braisa saying if you brought untithed mice or sheni in Jerusalem, we consider it as if from a halachic proof. Now remember, it's not actually, it's like the rabbis are saying, it's considered as if, and now when you bring it out, and now you're going to eat it outside, let's say, and after you tithed it, then you have transgressed and you get lashed for that.
Maybe I'm splitting hairs. What? Like, they say that, we say it's considered as if you separated it, right?
It's considered as if Ma'aser Sheni was brought in already. Right. That's what it's saying, because it was in, it's a given. It's a given. That's the point. And there's a machlokas. There's an opinion that holds it's not considered. No, it is a machlokas.
Okay, but I'm just thinking, it's just simpler to think of it as some of it's going to be Ma'aser Sheni. So we're just going to count, since once it goes out, some of that is Ma'aser Sheni, as opposed to
considered
it separate.
But if he does, let's put it this way. Let's take it a step further. Let's say he didn't separate it yet. He's going outside. Now he eats it. Okay, he can't get lashed for eating any Ma'aser Sheni, because you don't know what Ma'aser Sheni, if he didn't declare it yet.
Right.
But he could get lashed for eating Tevel.
Yes.
That's a Tevel. He get lashed for eating Tevel, untied.
Yeah, I get that, but wait.
It's a different prohibition.
I know, but say that went in that scenario again. He went in.
Went in, untied. Didn't do anything, went out, still didn't do anything, and eats it.
Then that is Tevel.
Okay.
Well,
he'll get lashed for eating Tevel now.
He
can't get lashed for eating Ma'aser Sheni because they don't know which one is Ma'aser Sheni. He brings in 50 apples, takes out 50 apples. He eats one of the apples. We can't lash him for eating Ma'aser Sheni.
No, only after
he tithes it
outside.
When he's outside.
He just went out. He was inside.
He took 50 apples into your slime that were not tithed. He doesn't do anything. Takes it out. Now he tithes 5 and says, these are Ma'aser Sheni.
And he eats them.
Now he eats it. The Chiddush is he still gets lashed, even though the 5 exact ones, call Meiser, weren't designated in Yerushalayim, once he designates it, now we know which five that he brought in were already Meiser Sheni. That's when he gets lashed for eating Meiser Sheni. That's the Chiddush.
But anyway,
right? Now, if he doesn't designate, then he hasn't designated it yet. So now, if he eats any of the, if he eats one apple, which apple did he eat?
Maybe.
You can't say ate the Meiser Sheni apple, because maybe the Meiser Sheni is a different five. And not that we can't lash him for Meiser Sheni if we haven't separated them yet. Theoretically, there's five. But the mice, at the end of the day, you got to separate it. When you separate the five apples out of Yerushalayim, then we say, oh, those five apples were already Meiser Sheni. Now we know which five were Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim that we can lash it for it. We have not yet designated. We can't nail you on Meiser Sheni because you don't know which ones have been separated yet. But we can nail you for Tevel because it hasn't been separated at all. So, I don't know, I thought it made it clear. Again, the simple case to get lashed, you have five apples that are Meiser Sheni, they already are, bring in Yerushalayim, take it out, eat it there, that's the classic case.
Right.
Now, the Chiddush case is, you brought 50 apples in Yerushalayim, you didn't say anything. Okay, so there's nothing that's really Meiser Sheni yet. But we know you are going to have to designate it. So we could at least say that when you designate it later, we could say that the Meiser Sheni apples were in Yerushalayim. Now, so now when you come back out and you separate five, oh, these five, when they were in Yerushalayim, that was Meiser Sheni that was in there. And now, so now these five are viewed as Meiser Sheni apples that were there, that came in here. But that, we can only say that after he designates it. If he doesn't designate it, we can't say that these five were the Meiser Shenis. We can only say, man, this is all Tevel. So get lashed for Tevel. Okay? But the Chiddush is, even though he had not yet designated it, but when he does it later, so to speak, retroactively, we know that those five apples that now he declared are Meiser Sheni, well, now these are the ones that were in Yerushalayim that you're not supposed to eat them now because they already were in Yerushalayim.
My question before is a different one. Is 50 apples, designates five, goes into
when?
Before he goes into Yerushalayim,
yeah.
Designates, he goes into Yerushalayim, comes back out, and eats one of the 45, that's okay?
For sure that's okay.
That's what I was asking.
Well, that's for sure. That's not even a question. That's not even a question. That's the regular crop, so you don't have to bring. There's no doubt. There's no doubt in that case.
But anyway, okay. Anyway, the Meiser Sheni cannot be eaten outside Yerushalayim. So it's the same thing.
Exactly.
Right?
No, but the question is, when do you get lashed for it? That, here's the point. Not everything that's prohibited is lashable. There's conditions. And he, remember, 3 days ago, he brought the pasuk that said the Torah tells you you only get lashed if you took it out. Why? Because the Torah said so. I can't tell you why. That's
if
what
it is. If you eat it,
so therefore, if you separated five apples in your backyard,
yeah,
you have a positive mitzvah to eat in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
You have a negative mitzvah. You should not eat them outside Yerushalayim. But that's not lashable.
Right.
Okay.
So now what you did is you're a bad boy. You're a bad. If you eat those five apples outside Yerushalayim, you're a bad boy. You've nullified a positive mitzvah. You have transgressed a negative mitzvah, but not the aspect negative mitzvah. That's lashable.
Okay.
Because the Torah says the only way you can get lashed for it is you bring it in and then take it out.
Okay.
A tzaddik, you ain't under any circumstances. Question is, are you going to get lashed? So Rabbi Yochanan's point is, now there's a machlok, right? He holds that's the only way you can get lashed,
right, okay,
in and out. Then we said, well, the whole brisa seems to be saying exactly what you said, so what's the insight? Why does a rabbi say a brisa saying exactly what you said? So the insight is that if the guy brought the fruits in before separating them, so we, there's a machlokas, if that's already considered like the Meiser Sheni was in Yerushalayim or not, he holds it's like it's my. So when you come back outside and separate it, then retroactively we say that the Meiser Sheni was in there. Now you get lashed for that. So that's called, in the biblical parlance, matanos shelo hurmu, gift portions that had not yet been separated, even though they will be separated. Do we consider them when they're in Yerushalayim as if they were already separated? He holds they're like they already were separated. Okay. Wow. I thought that would take 2 minutes, but that's okay. The main thing is you understand it. Okay, so now, here's going to be the question now. Okay, the question's simple. How we do come to it is the hard part. They're going to say, oh, you really hold that? Remember, he's saying the author of the Braisa. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan's here. He's an Amora. We brought a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi. Braisa. He says, well, according to you, Rabbi Yossi isn't saying any insight. Oh, no, no, no. The case of Rabbi Yossi is he brought the fruits in. He didn't tie them. He brought them out. And then he separates it. And that's when you get lashed. Oh, so you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi, to make you good, holds that even though they haven't been tithed, they're like they've been tithed, separated, right? Problem is, we're going to find another source where Rav Yossi clearly doesn't say that. He says if they haven't been tithed, they're not like they've been tithed. So you can't say that he holds that. You can't say that's the case. You want to say, Rabbi Yochanan, you want to say Rabbi Yossi, who said the case with the one fig and even Yerushalayim and the whole thing we learned yesterday. And we said, what was the insight? Well, the insight's going to be that if he brought it in, but he had not yet tithed it, then he brings it out and ties it east, he's going to get lashed. That's the insight. Oh, that means he holds, even though it hasn't been tithed, it's like his tithe. Yep, that's what he's going to hold. And that's going to be the insight, according to me. Yeah, but now we're going to go to another Bryce. Rabbi Yossi says, it's not considered like it's tithed, so then we don't have a way to figure out the case. That's going to be the question. Now, how we come to this, that is the question. That's very clear. You want to see Rabbi Yossi holds it's like it's been tithed. We're going to show you a source that says it's not been tithed. That's the question. That's the destination of the question. Point is, how do we squeeze it out of the next 8 lines? That's, you got to hulk up. But just know where you want to end up. You want to end up that it appears Rabbi Yossi is saying different than what we're suggesting he holds. Now Gemara asks, Vesavar Rav Yossi, do you really mean to say, based on that understanding, that price of Rav Yossi will hold Matana Shal Hormo, if you have not yet separated those Meisters, let's say in Yerushalayim, it's Kamisha, it's like it's already been separated, Vahatanya, but we learn in a Braisa that's going to be saying an opinion of Rav Yossi. Reb Shim ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Yossi, he said in Rav Yossi, that's the Rav Yossi here. Now, he's analyzing on prior machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's a machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which you're going to see a little bit different. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are going to discuss an issue where you're bringing crops. Now remember, the chiyuv meiser on produce is only when the produce has developed to a certain point where it's ready to go. So first of all, it's got to be grown fully. Let's say wheat, right? Wheat's got to be good wheat stalks, but that's not enough. You got to harvest the wheat. Then you got to, what do you call it, winnow the wheat. And you got to get it till you have a nice pile of grain. And once you've set off this nice pile of grain, now there's an obligation for that. Okay, now what if you bring in the grain a step before? So is it going to say that it's Yerushalayim caught it as well or not?
It's a different
scenario. We were talking about crops that were ready to go. Question is, did you separate it? Did you separate or not? So is the separating, is it like it was separated or not? Here, what about if the crops are just not ready to go? Is it still considered like they're brought in or not?
It's like popcorn.
So that's their discussion. So they have this machlokes, okay? And then he's going to say, even though they're arguing in case A, but they agree they're not going to argue in case B. So let's just read on. We've got to now dig into Shammai and Hillel and understand what's... But that's generally what's happening. So he says, Lo nechlechu beis Shammai ubei... This is Rabbi Yossi now. That's what's important. Lo nechlechu beis Shammai beis Hillel beis Shammai. They were not arguing... Okay, they debated whether a certain category of Meiser Sheni is eligible for redemption. Okay, so they did not disagree, meaning there was no argument. They have one case where there is, and there's a case where they both agree. So they both agree.
No,
you can agree to certain things and disagree to other things. So they don't argue. Alperos shelo nigmaru malachtam v'avir b'Yerushalayim. They don't argue about fruits whose processing was unfinished that passed through Yerushalayim. So crops that aren't ready at all. They don't argue. Then what happens? And then and passers and whose processing was then finished, okay, and then designated outside Yerushalayim. The question is, it's a different question. I'm sorry. The question is, are you able to redeem Maaser Sheni? It's another halacha. Can you redeem Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Kosher Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. I'm not talking about Tamei Maaser Sheni. Because you can't. You cannot. Once you brought kosher Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you got to eat it.
Whoa.
And once it's in there, you know, you can't bring it out and then redeem it either. I mean, just like, right? Just like when you bring in the Maaser Sheni, he's supposed to eat it.
Once he brought it,
he right?
Eat it.
Now, let's say you brought it and it hasn't been separated yet, right? Right? But the processing was finished. Now, so let's go a few steps. If you have actual, real Maaser Sheni there, you're not allowed to redeem it. Once it's in Yerushalayim, what are you redeeming it for? Just eat it, Yerushalayim.
But if it is too much?
No, then you don't bring it. No. Don't bring it. You separate it at home. But you've brought it into your slime ready. You know, but then you say, well, man, I'm going to be here 2 weeks to schlep around. So let me redeem it right now. No, you can't redeem kosher, holy Maaser Sheni. Your slime cannot be redeemed. Question is, well, wait, what if I bring it back out? That's going to be another issue here. So let's say you have fruits. The processing was not yet finished.
Right.
And it's in Yerushalayim. Well, I can't redeem it. I can't do anything yet. It's not even obligatory in Maaser Sheni yet. So now, produce does not become obligated in tithes until its raw processing is complete.
Right.
In the case of grain, for example, the completion of the raw processing is the smoothing of the pile of threshed and winnowed kernels. That's called meruach. When you smooth the pile, is that? So what happened over here? They don't argue. In a case where you brought the stuff in your shalayim and the processing was not finished, okay, and then you take it out and then you process it and you designate out your slime, although that's fine because you never really had any Maaser Sheni in there at all. He holds, she yipada, Maaser Sheni shalem, you can redeem them now. You processed it out, even though you brought it in, but it wasn't even ready. Now you brought it out, processed it, and separated from Maaser Sheni. Well, you could eat that grain anywhere you want because nothing really happened, anything, right? Since the fruits are in Jerusalem only in their unprocessed and non-obligated state, the unseparated Maaser Sheni portion that was within them at the time was definitely not considered as if it had already been separated. We can't go that far because the whole crop isn't even ready to go. That there's no issue. And hence the Maaser Sheni is eventually separated. It's not deemed to have entered Yerushalayim. When it is separated outside Yerushalayim, therefore, it is fit to be redeemed, like all Maaser. All right? So that they don't argue. If you bring unprocessed grain, we don't even begin to discuss this in Maaser Sheni. Even though it's in Yerushalayim, we don't consider that of being been in Yerushalayim. So now you take it out, and now you process it. Now you can certainly redeem it, because there never was any obligation to be in it. There's no argument there. Where do they argue? Valma nechluku. When do they argue? Al perish shenigmaru malachtam v'av Yerushalayim. They were processed. Okay? And then he put them in Yerushalayim. Okay? Was processed. Ready. Good crops. It's all in Yerushalayim now. He didn't tithe it yet, though. He took 50 apples, but didn't tithe them yet. Now, when does he designate them? Until after they're taken out of Yerushalayim.
So how's that doing? It's the same situation. Exactly.
Okay, but their issue is, can you redeem it?
It's for the money.
Our discussion was, can you eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Their discussion is, can you redeem it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. In other words, a few steps here. Our case with Rabbi Yochanan is you had fruits that were all processed, right? And it was, and you took it. And when it was Yerushalayim, you could have redeemed it. And what do you do? You could have eaten it. You could have first designated, right? So you're saying, no, it's like it was designated. So now when you bring it out, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Here the question is, well, can I redeem it?
Sounds the same.
Right? So can I redeem it? So just like you can't eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, can't redeem Meiser Sheni that's in Yerushalayim. So now the question is, even though I didn't redeem it yet, and I'm going out of Yerushalayim, can I redeem it outside Yerushalayim? Right? Because, well, maybe it wasn't yet ready to go. Right? Just like we're saying, I cannot eat it, right? Even though I had not yet separated. But now, let's say if I have not separated and I bring Yerushalayim, now I separated, can I redeem it? That's the machlokas, Hillel and Shammai, can you redeem it or not? It's kind of the same thing. In other words, just like you can't eat it if it's Meiser Sheni, well, I guess you can't redeem it. It's the same rules. Once it's in Yerushalayim, you got to eat Yerushalayim. Once it's in Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. Those two go together. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying, Rabbi Yossi holds that once it's in Yerushalayim, it's like it's been separated already. So it's separate regarding eating. So what about regarding redeeming it? So there we have a machlokes. You have to bring it back and eat there. You cannot redeem it.
Okay. It's the same.
You can't. Oh, but the problem is we don't hold like Beis Shammai ever. You can redeem it wherever you want.
Oh my Lord.
Now this Rabbi Yossi saying, this is Rabbi Yossi, this is where Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and we always hold like Beis Hillel. You gotta hold like Beis Hillel. So what's he saying? Oh, you could still redeem it outside. That means what? Must be, it's like it wasn't separated at all. It's like it wasn't, and that would be a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi.
Oh my Lord.
Right? If you're going to hold that even though you haven't separated, but it's supposed to be separated, it's like it was separated, so the same thing should apply for this stuff in regarding to redemption. According to that, once Meiser Sheni goes into Yerushalayim, the walls catch it, as it were, and it cannot be redeemed. So ha kolto mechitzas, the walls, so to speak, it encompassed them, and therefore you're stuck. You can't redeem it. But Beis Hillel says you could redeem it. So I guess Beis Hillel holds it's like it wasn't separated. But Rabbi Yossi has got to have to hold like Beis Hillel. You have to hold like Beis Hillel. You can't hold like Beis Shammai. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. So what's he going to say? We're going to say our price and the other price is speaking, well, you took it out and it was not yet separated. And this, now when I separate outside, it was like it was separated inside there and now you get lashed. But wait a minute, but you hold like Beis Hillel says you could redeem it outside. Can't hold both of them. Gemara answers, there's a difference between eating and a difference between redeeming. It's because, remember, this is all rabbinic issues here. It's not biblical issues over here. This is not a biblical issue. These are rabbinic. So sometimes the rabbis make the ruling in one case and they don't make in the other case. Why you'd separate one another, that's a question. But Amar Rabbah, he's going to say, no, you could still be okay. You could hold both ends of the coin. Yes, regarding eating, it's like it was separated. But regarding redeemed, it's not considered like separating, and you can split hairs. Amar Rabbah, mechitzas lechol doraisa. The laws of the wall of Jerusalem constitute a boundary in regarding to eating Meiser Sheni is biblical in nature. The entry of Meiser Sheni into Jerusalem creates a biblical prohibition against eating it outside. Regarding this biblical law, Rabbi Yossi maintains that unseparated gift portions are treated as if they already were separated, and thus if Meiser Sheni enters Jerusalem even in its untied state, one who then eats it outside is liable in Malkus. However, that's the aspect regarding the walls catching them, that's Doraisa, that it's considered Meiser Sheni. But the law that the wall constitutes arises regarding the redemption. The redemption law is only a rabbinic law. In other words, the eating part is a biblical law. The redemption part is a rabbinical law. And since the whole halach, in other words, you can't eating Meiser Sheni outside Jerusalem, that's a biblical law. Redeeming it outside is a rabbinic law. So guess what? Something that's biblical will be more strict. Something rabbinic and not. So remember, all this, so it has not yet been separated. That's all rabbinic law. So we'll only apply the rabbinic law to the biblical law and not to the other one. When the rabbis made the decree, ki isa be'ena, when it's in its present in Yerushalayim in its true form after it's been desecrated, but in the tevel state they didn't make that decree regarding redemption. So it doesn't say redeeming and eating. So therefore, the rabbis decided, well, that might make the difference. And that was all the first answer to explain what the insight was. Right? Now, that took a lot of lines. The second answer only takes one line. Ravina says, let's go back to the original question. What's the insight? He's just going outside Jerusalem. We already know that. He said, no, the insight is going to be implication of a different case. Ravina Omar, remember we asked Shiloh what happens? You got the stick behind you? And you don't know if it's that? He says, that's going to be the Chiddush case. And we said, take it. We didn't have an answer. Because they know that's the implication that Rabbi Yossi's talking. Ravina Omar, going to Nakele Bakanya. Remember, he's holding it over his stick. And that's the insight. What? Where one is carrying the mice and a stick slung over his shoulder. And he enters the line, but the mice is suspended. Rabbi Yossi means to imply that even in such a case, that mice is considered to have an effect. Entered Yerushalayim, is therefore prohibited to eat outside the city in pain of malchus. He says the insight is that if it's in that case, you will get lashed. And if that's the insight, then guess what? Vitiv should bite her up. Now we have Rav Papa's answer. He said, yes, because we didn't know the answer. We had no source. This will be the source. According to the implication is that you'll be chayiv in that case. That's the Chiddush. Even though you did not yet bring it in, still be chayiv for it. And that's how he understands the pshat. Next week, we get to the mitzvah of shaving the payas, the avera of not shaving the payas. Short Mishnah, short Gemara. Okay, guys, I wanted to finish that before.